They remain the most prolific athletes to ever suit up on Friday nights in Marion County.
Fakes the pass. Now he'll roll to the right side. Has some room to the 20, 15, 10. Cuts to the middle of the field. 5. Another stutter step. Goes in. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella. What a run by Noah Claiborne.
Hack takes a snap, looking to the right. Firing deep down the middle. He's got Levi behind the defense. And he hauls it in at the 50, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. 5. Touchdown, Pella Christian. That'll go for an 84-yard Cack to Levi score.
So it should be no surprise they are doing much of the same at the next level.
They shuffle the deck on the offensive line as well. Fade to the corner. Jungling. Touchdown!
Each year we ask, where are they now? If you had to venture a guess for Pella and Pella Christian graduates, it's actually quite easy, but was initially surprising to almost anyone who heard the news.
Hey, Defender Nation!
Hey, Defender Nation!
Go Defender Nation!
Go Defender Nation!
Out of way!
Out of way!
That's right, the Defenders of Dort College. And yes, those big names went there. Before 2016, the program had a whopping 8 wins in 8 years of existence. What and why Dort? David Kaczmarinski and Levi Jungling both say they had to be truly sold on the program.
We actually made promises to each other in the 8th grade that we'd never go play at Dort. That's how our feelings were at that age. And even leading up to my senior year, I always thought that I'd never play at Dort. Just because of the feelings I had previously about that and where the Dort program had been in the past.
Yeah, I think the fact that so many Pella Christian kids go to Dort was one of the reasons that I did not want to go there.
But stepping in, Joel Penner, a coordinator in the NAIA for over a decade and a half, taking his first head gig at a program with little to show for at the time 2016 came around. Just like David and Levi, he had to choose Dort, a place he thought was special when he learned more about campus.
Bottom line is Dort's an amazing place. Football at Dort in those first 8 years never really got out of the gate like I believe, everyone had hoped it would. And when you're at a great institution with so many amazing things going on, there's no reason why football can't be the same way. And so that was my vision was, there are amazing things, I would call them industry standard type things happening at our school, academically, spiritually, enrollment-wise, just in so many different ways. Why can't football be dominant as well?
Penner says he had to get the most prolific high school passing duo in Iowa history to buy in.
On Coach Penner's first recruiting trip to Pella, I didn't really want to meet with him. It took several attempts by our AD to come speak with me, and I'm a little embarrassed by that, but right after our first meeting with him and I talked for quite a while with Coach Penner, I saw that what they were doing at Dort was something I want to be a part of.
Yeah, I think just going on a visit and talking with Coach Penner just made it really obvious that there's something different about how they run things up there. And you can really tell just from conversations with Coach Penner that he truly cares about his players on a more personal level than just a number on a jersey, which I found to be a lot different than a lot of other schools that I visited. And I found that to be true right when I stepped on campus.
Those guys had the vision to see it. I think it's hard. I recruited in situations where you have to trust me, guys. It's going to come. And only special kids can really grab onto that because you have to convince them that there's something that will be that's not there right now. And not every 18-year-old can latch onto that.
2 5-win seasons later, it has been a rapid transition and is no longer the easy game circled for opponents. And since the dynamic duo has made waves already, with Levi Jungling earning a fitting nickname.
Everybody here knows the playmaking ability of Levi Jungling. What he does for our offense, his job title is the director of playmaking. A lot of people here might not even notice he's going in on defense too. He's playing corner for us when people go down, when we have different packages. And he is a director of playmaking. And that inspires me to make sure that we put him in the right spot and everybody else that's on his team. Big Jung on 3, 1, 2, 3.
Big Jung.
On our trip to Wyoming, the Unity Council and the seniors all go kind of like a leadership retreat before the season. And we all chose a name that kind of exemplifies what we're going to do on the field and how we're going to contribute to the team. So I just said that I'm going to be the director of playmaking and that my teammates can look to me and rely on me in big situations to make plays.
and Kak Marinsky earning the first ever Conference Defensive Player of the Week honors in program history. Levi and David also made the spot a bit more attractive to a big-name transfer, who made an immediate splash.
Clayburg turns, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, turns upfield, has a seam, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Noah Clayburg, a 53-yard touchdown run.
After being at Iowa for a while, I think I just, as I began my search, I started to hear from Coach Penner, and I had been hearing about David and Levi having all this success up at Dort, and was just super happy to hear that for those guys. And I was just kind of wondering, like, what all the hubbub was. Like, there was just a lot of noise coming up from Sioux Center, and all these guys were, like, just, like, looking like they were having a great time up there and having lots of success. So I just began to meet with coaches, and then I actually got it narrowed down pretty quick to University of South Dakota and Dort after I visited them on back-to-back days. And I think for a lot of the same reasons that both David and Levi decided to go to Dort, like through their opinions, which I value very much, and just after talking to Coach Penner, I was able to see a lot of the same things that they could see.
And at the same time, All-State lineman Alex Heisman from Pella Christian and Pella's All-State linebacker Lucas Warner and athlete Reese Schnell joined the team as freshmen, with 2015 Eagles graduate Holden Hoyer becoming a staple on the defenders' offensive line. As for this year, Clayburg remains disappointed he can't play as Dort tries to grind out their first ever winning season.
It's no fun to sit out, but one of the great things about Dort is everybody is just does a very good job of continuing to make me feel a part of things. They're constantly finding ways for me to contribute and to continue just make me feel like part of the team. I'm really excited to come back and play next year, but it's been very encouraging to just like continue to watch the guys in the team step up.
So when I made the trip to Orange City last weekend, the defenders, minus Noah, were set to take on number 4 Northwestern, a longtime powerhouse in Northwest Iowa. And while I was there, there was a sight that's still new to many. The Dort stands were packed and loud.
It's incredibly exciting. We're so grateful that people want to come out and see us, and hopefully as you know, we continue to establish ourselves more and more, more people want to join, and hope if they hear this, they want to join just from you know hearing what we're doing up here.
And on the field, the defenders hung tough for three quarters, but couldn't quite find the signature upset.
But if we had won and you were all jubilant and excited, it would be the same exact truth. It's just a chapter. You see where I'm going? So what do you do when you don't like the chapter? You flip over the front and you remember, what is this all about?
Clayburg, Jungling, and Kak Marinsky all say they are close to where they need to be, but there's still work to do in the last half of the season and for the next 2 years of their career.
We overcome a lot of things that a mediocre team wouldn't be able to overcome. Like last week, we turned the ball over 4 times and we're still able to get a dominant victory. And like this week, we honestly should have beat the number 4 team in the country today. So I think that just shows that we're taking that next step as a program to from an up-and-coming team to a team that's arrived.
Moving forward, Coach Penner says the on-field success will take care of itself, as the off-the-field growth remains key to finding the right players to fit Dort's culture. And as to where Penner's going to look for those players, you don't have to go far.
When you're having success recruiting in a region, usually it points back to one or two really good players, really good, well-respected young men in the community that had said yes, and then they have good experiences and the word gets out. So I kind of think that's the way it's gone for us. And, you know, we look forward to continuing to build those relationships.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.